فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again to the Tajweed podcast. This is the 10th episode. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We have reached so far up to the chapter of Isti'adha and Basmala. And as you know, all the Muslims know by the ijma' of all the ulama and the consensus that a person who wants to start reciting the Quran will start by saying the Isti'adha. The Isti'adha is a substance root in the grammar, masdar, from Isti'adha, yasta'idhu, that seeking help and seeking refuge from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala against the shaitan. So before a person starts reading Quran, needs to recite the Isti'adha, as Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Nahl, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The Isti'adha, some ulama, because of the expression in the Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, it is an order and a command. And this is fi'l amr in Arabic language. And ulama al-fiqh and ulama usul al-fiqh, when they extract the ruling from the Quran or from the hadith, they look at the Arabic language. So istaiz means an order. An order in the Quran doesn't matter wherever it comes. It must imply that this is a fard and this is a wajib. So ulama who have said that is fard and wajib because they understood that this is an amr, this is an order from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But most of the ulama, the jumhur of the ulama, of the four imams, they say that this order, it is not for the wujub or the fard, but it is for istihbab, which is recommended and desirable, a person who start reciting the Quran. And that's why you find in Madhab al-Imam Malik, a person who start reciting Quran in the Salat, do not and does not recite Isti'adha or Basmala. But in some opinions of the madhab, it is makruh to say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, while doing the salat. All you have to do, just right after the takbir, is starting the qira'a alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is differences of opinion between the ulama. But if we are reading outside the salat, it has ahkam. Inside the salat, it has ahkam. But there are ways of reading the Isti'adha. The most reputable Isti'adha that have been mentioned in the Quran and the ulama have really mentioned in their books is to say, as the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. If you have added an attribute or one of the names of Allah, it will be also suitable by saying أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. So these are the صيغ or the ways of saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم before reciting the Quran. Now when we recite the Quran, we can use this Isti'adha anywhere in the Quran. If we start from the middle of the juz, the middle of the Quran, the middle of an ayah, the middle of a surah, if we start from the beginning, from the end, we say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. But the only thing that if we start reciting the Quran, not from the beginning of a surah, not from the beginning of any surah, you start from the middle of a juz or an ayah. Say, for example, you wanted to say Allahu Samad. So the way to say it is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You should not say Allahu Samad straight away unless you say the Basmala. It is makruh. Anything to do with the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything to do with the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must have to be in between the Isti'adha and the ayah or the verse that is describing the qualities or the attributes of Allah or describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It must be Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the reason is the linking of the adjective of Ash-Shaytanir Rajim with Muhammad or Ash-Shaytanir Rajim with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute. So if you say, for example, you wanted to start Ayat al-Kursi, you would say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم.
So you would not start saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله. شيطان الرجيم الله. So it may imply to some people that that adjective at the end, the attribute of shaitan, it is linked to the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حاشا لله تبارك وتعالى. So the other thing in isti'adha, before we start in the basmala, that isti'adha, it has four ways. The ways then, when do we read this isti'adha? There are four ways, two ways we read the isti'adha and a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim loud, and two ways we read them silent. Now what is loud? Loud means the person who is next to you can hear you. This is a definition of loud. It's called al-jahr in fiqh, or al-jahr in ilm al-tajweed. So if you do jahr with the Quran, the person who is next to you, close to you, would be able to hear you. As-sir is the opposite. It doesn't mean closing your lips and reading your mind and your heart, but it means when you read silently, means you can hear yourself by moving your lips and making the makharij. Otherwise, you are not bringing the proper makharij and sifat and the qualities of the letter, and you are not reading. That's reading in the mind, but not reading silently. So the word sir, qira'a sirran, in Arabic language, or in the fiqh, or in ulama al-tajweed and al-qira'a, describe it as reading with the makharij and sifat as long as you hear yourself. Say, for example, I want to read silently, I would say, something like that. But to read in your mind, you are not reading silently, but you are reading in your mind. So the tahqiq of makharij, the letters, the sounding, the phonetics of the each letter in Arabic language would be able to come with a tahqiq unless you move your lips and you sounding slightly the letters of Arabic language. Now, the two halat, the two places where you read the isti'adha aloud is when you are in a gathering. Say we are in a hall, we are in a mosque, and we gather the people, and someone is going to read the Quran. You should not say straight away Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but we should say audibly, loudly, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-Rajim. That's one. The second one, say you are in ta'aleem and a person, they're sitting in halaqa in a masjid, or you are teaching somebody. It is also to read the isti'adha loudly in front of the teacher or a sheikh, especially if you are the first one to read. But if the sheikh say everyone must read the isti'adha and we are 5 people or 3 people or 10 people, then you should do it, because the sheikh needs to correct and rectify the mistakes within that isti'adha. So sometimes sheikh may require you to read isti'adha. You are the first one to read, and may require other people to read, and may not require other people to read, only the first one. So if the students have been skilled with reading the isti'adha properly, and they know how to do the makharij and sifat of isti'adha, then the sheikh will not require everyone to say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The second part is, when do you read this isti'adha silently? We read it in the salat, or when we are by ourselves. And as I said, sirran, silently, it means that you read that you can hear slightly yourself by moving your lips to make slightly the makharij and the sifat. And the second, when you are munfarid by yourself individually, you can also read it silently, as you say. But other than that, the malaika will not be able to write what you say in reciting the Quran. And the effect of saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, it will be when you do the tahqiq of the makharij and the sifat by saying it slightly sirran, slightly, when you read silently, slightly audible, you can hear yourself. And the jahar, so other people. Inshallah, jazakumullahu khayran for listening. Please comment. I would like to make it as short as possible so that people can download the podcast and can follow up and get the enjoyment of listening to this podcast and the Quran. the next episode inshallah soon. It will be about Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and the linking of the ways to link A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and the beginning of Surah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئاً مريئاً والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى